Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Thank you. Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So we have a really special guest today who is a numerologist, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. Earlier, you heard Arvel Bird's Earth Song, and you also heard No Shoes Blues by Bethany Caudell. She's going to be doing some really cool events coming up in May. She's going to be having a release party in her area in Ava, Missouri, May 9th. For more information, you can find out about that online. You can Facebook me. And if you're interested in having a reading, you can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. Our guest, Allison Bogman, is our guest today. She is very cool, and I'm so excited to have her. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339, our call-in number. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about Allison. Allison has first discovered numerology as a child, and she studied it for a lifetime, and she began her professional career as a numerologist in 1999. And today, Allison is still a professional numerologist, Reiki master, author, lecturer, radio personality. She's an author of a highly rated book on numerology, Speaking to Your Soul Through Numerology, available on Amazon. And also, for more information or to schedule an interview with Allison or more, you can go to www.visiblebynumbers.com. So with that in mind, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Allison live now, and we're going to talk more. Welcome to the show, Allison. How are you?
I'm good, Amanda. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I'm doing great. What's new in your neck of the woods?
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, just the same old work, you know. Doing classes, events, readings, you know. And waiting for spring to come because it's been pretty cold here in the East.
I'm sure it has been. Yeah, we've had a few snowflakes here, and it's summer one day and winter the next day.
Where are you located, Amanda? Sorry, I forget.
Missouri.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Well, anyhow, we've kind of endured a rather chilly winter here in southeastern Pennsylvania. I'm located closer to the Philly area. And, we're all in a cranky mood, and we're wanting a little bit of sunshine. So
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's been rough. So anyhow, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've just been doing the usual, doing readings and doing the same things I always do, reading and healing and working with animals and things like that, you know, working with music, usual things. But I love my readings and I love my work and it's fun. And I know you're really good with numbers and numerology.
What did you say, honey? I'm sorry. Did you ask me a question? Because I didn't quite get it. Sorry.
I said I know that you're very good with numerology.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. Well, it's, you know, I really think that when you do what you love and you really focus on it, you know, you just get good at it, you know. So, and God knows I've done thousands and thousands of readings. So, you know, one would only hope that by now you'd be good at it, right?
Right. So how did you get started into numerology? What inspired you to look into numbers and look into people that way?
Well, you know, when I was little, I mean, as far back as I can remember, I really was interested in the metaphysical. I was interested in it, reading about meditation, and I can remember reading Edgar Cayce's book and Jeannie Dixon and just being interested in all those things, which was kind of unusual for someone as young as myself. I can even remember meditating as a child. And when I was about 11 years old, I discovered my first numerology book. And prior to that, I was like, I loved biographies. So I would go to the library and just find every biography I could get my hands on because I loved the stories of people's lives. I loved where they began their life and where they ended up in life. And so when you think in terms of biographies, which is you know, the story of people's lives, and you think in terms of numerology, which explains to you how that, why that person is the way that they are and how did they achieve what they achieved. It all goes hand in hand. So when I discovered the numerology book, it was very exciting for me. And I really became fascinated with the numbers. Now, what I love about numerology probably the most is I am a skeptic at heart. I'm probably more skeptical than most people. And so whatever divination tool I use, it has to be accurate. Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to be on board with that. And I can't say that I got a heck of a lot of experience at 11 years old doing numerology readings. I just basically was fascinated with it. But when I began doing readings, it was just very obvious to me how incredibly accurate numerology was. And that just fascinated me even more and made me want to study it even more, because it was just, it boggles your mind sometimes how accurate it can be.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-boggling at the end of the day when you look up your numbers with your name and you really discover something pretty fascinating. You know, I have two names because I was adopted, and I looked my birth name up and I looked my adopted name up, and, you know, interestingly enough, my adopted name makes more sense than my birth name when I looked it up in numerology.
Mm-hmm. Well, there could be an explanation for that, quite frankly, Amanda, because as a rule, as a numerologist, you're going to take the name that's on the birth certificate, not per se the adopted name. But with that being said, you're more than just one number in your chart. You are literally a combination of a lot of different energy. It's what makes you unique to yourself, you know. And I really believe, even in the instances of name changes, when that exact moment in time happens in our lives, the energy actually shifts and changes in our chart. And whatever vibration you feel most comfortable with is probably showing quite strongly in your chart somewhere. So there's really, you know, by careful examination of your chart, there's probably a very logical explanation for that. So, but it is rather fascinating. You know, for me, like my first name, Allison, is a seven, and I'm a seven life path. And, you know, for me, the seven makes an incredible amount of sense. And really, when you, especially people that are sevens, because seven is one of the most eclectic numbers there is. It's the most eccentric number of all the numbers. It's kind of like, you know, feeling like an alien on this planet, just in the thought process, and where you look for the deeper meaning to life. And, you know, understanding the seven through numerology was extremely helpful to me to explain my odd little self, you know. So it's really validating with numerology for people to explore their charts and explore what those numbers mean, and because it helps to validate you as a person. And I think that's one of the greatest benefits of numerology.
Yeah, it really does explain a lot. I remember on my birthday one time, one of the prior shows we did, one of the numerology stuff that you worked with before, you know, when you worked with my numbers, it was very accurate.
Uh-huh, sure. Well,
and I was very fascinated with that.
Well, numerology, I think people usually stop with knowing what their life path number is, and that's just one number. And, you know, that's crazy to just stop there and just understand your life path number, because there's so many numbers in your chart that are giving you information. And if you step back and you look at the chart, it's not only telling you what that person's talents and abilities are, what they came to do or what their destiny is, but it also is talking about any challenges that they may have written into their soul plan. It also is talking about the various different kinds of energy that comes into our life at specific times in our life that shifts and changes our opportunities. You can literally, if you use numerology effectively, you can give very accurate predictions as to what people will experience on a year-to-year basis. So it's not only talking about the energy that makes you the person that you are, but it's also it's going into an explanation of the journey that your soul is on and your opportunities in life. So there's just so much there. It goes way beyond one number.
Right. Because the life path number is sort of like just the start of what the other numbers can tell you.
Well, it's all a layering effect. It all, one goes on top of another. One adds to it. You know, I kind of use the analogy that, you know, you want to paint in that full picture. You don't just want to look at one color. You want to put in all the different colors so that you finally get this really detailed picture of that person and the journey that they're on. And so by being able to examine all the numbers, the core numbers, which make up the person, by looking at the pentacles and the essences and the transits and even the personal year and the personal months, you know, that helps to define the road that you're on and the opportunities that you have. So, you know, it sounds complicated, but it really, when you look at someone's numerology chart, it's just a complete source of information to help you understand who you are as a person, but also understand the events in your life, why things happen. And also, you know, Amanda, when we think in terms of energy, like draws like, you know, so based upon what your numbers are, that's exactly the experiences you're going to pull into you in your life. You know, for instance, me being a 7 life path, I pulled into my life discovering that numerology book. I pulled into my life meeting spiritual people along the way. I pulled into my life opportunities to grow my soul or to grow my knowledge. You could take somebody that has a 6 in their chart, and 6 is certainly related to home, hearth, and family and the care and nurturing of others, and that person more than likely is going to pull into their life the whole family situation, the family dynamics, whether they're caring for their parents or whether they have a family of their own or take care of their own children. Or sometimes people can take that 6 energy and they can decide to go off into a career where they're of service to others in the medical fields, veterinarians, you know, all different, even human services. You know, the 6 is the nurturer, the caretaker. So a 6 is going to pull that sort of experience into their lives. So really what we are is our, whatever our energy is, that's the magnet where we pull our experiences to us.
That makes total sense. And I could see the 6 being a nurturer. That does make sense because each number has a different meaning and a different effect and a different walk, and we all have different walks of life and we all have different energies.
Sure, exactly. Absolutely, exactly. I just think that when I look at numerology, I see it as being a tool to help us to understand ourselves on a much deeper level. It also helps us to understand our lives and the meaning of our life experiences. And it kind of gives us guidance and even advice. I mean, numerology has a lot of really great advice in it. Just recently, you know, just to give you an example, I wrote a blog about Martha Stewart. And anyone that knows Martha Stewart, knows her life, realizes that she certainly is an entrepreneur, an extraordinary businesswoman, a billionaire, who done, you know, when you look at her career and the things that she did, television, radio, media, magazine, you name it. And she's an 8 life path. And when you're an 8 life path, the advice that numerology would give you is that you could never do anything unethical. You could never do anything that is not above board or shady. Because if you do, it's going to come back around and it's going to bite you in the proverbial butt in this lifetime. And we all know the story of the insider trading with Martha Stewart and how she got word that about a stock, and so she sold her stock really quickly so she wouldn't suffer a loss on it. And that's what landed her in jail. Now, if she had... I don't know if that would have changed what is or what happened, but certainly had she known that she was an 8 life path, had she known that doing something like that would have ramifications in this lifetime, perhaps she might not have done it. So there's a lot of really wonderful advice that comes with numerology as well. So when we understand who we are, why we're here, what makes us tick, it just helps us to love ourselves better and to accept ourselves and maybe even give us confidence to move in a direction in our lives that's in alignment with our talents and abilities. So in that sense, I think numerology is an extremely valuable tool. You know, I also think it helps us to understand each and every person that we meet along the way, because if you had a basic understanding of numerology, and let's say you met somebody that you didn't particularly care for, and if you were able to do their numerology, you would probably soon discover why, you know, that this person maybe has a different view on life, or maybe you're more of an emotional person and they're more of a mental person, or, you know, there could be a lot of various differences between us. And once you understand that we're not all created equal, that what is a priority for you is not necessarily a priority for me. What is important to someone, you know, is what they want to do in life is not necessarily something that would be of interest to us. Once we see the differences in each other, it helps us to accept each other so much better. And in that sense, I think that if you could really look at people from an energetic level, it would help you to have better relationships and help you not to judge people or to try to impose upon people your wishes. You just allow them to be who they are. And I think the whole world would get along a lot better if we all did that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So when did you start taking Reiki? What inspired you to get into learning about Reiki?
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, as I said, I'm a skeptic. So once I really was fully immersed in numerology, and you have to understand that numerology truly is a spiritual philosophy, and it is all based on all different aspects of the spiritual realm. And things like healers and things like mediums and clairvoyance and prophetic dreams, all that language is found in the language of numerology. So I began to study various different elements, and I was interested in holistic healing, but being a skeptic, you know, I had to experience it for myself. So I decided to start taking Reiki classes in order to, you know, get my attunements. And so it was all a matter of, okay, I read about this. This is what it says it can do. Okay, well, is the proof in the pudding, so to speak? And mm-hmm. So that's why I went through all, you know, the various different attunements to become a Reiki master, just simply in self-exploration. And, of course, what I learned was that, you know, it really gave me a wonderful foundation of acceptance and also respect for holistic healers, because it is the real deal. It really does work. So, you know, that was just one aspect of the many different things that I studied.
That's really cool. So did you actually experience a healing within yourself as well when you got attunements?
I had some very bizarre things happen when I got my attunements. I can remember my first attunement. My hands were burning. It just felt like my hands were burning on fire. And I can remember going up to my teacher and saying, I don't really understand, but my hands feel like they're totally on fire. It was a very bizarre sort of a situation. And then I went through a physical purge, if you will. Like, it was almost as though by getting the attunement, there was maybe toxins in my body or whatnot that I had to purge. So I can remember several days after the attunement, one would have thought I had a virus, but it wasn't. It was just really kind of like a purging of some sort. For my second attunement, immediately after, I started hearing my heartbeat in my ear, which was very annoying. It was just driving me nuts, and I could just hear my heart in my ear. So, of course, I immediately thought, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? So, you know, my doctor sends me for multiple tests to make sure that everything's kosher, and it was. Everything was fine. Everything was healthy. But that was just all part of the attunement, something that it had, you know, done. And then as far as the psychic intuitiveness, and I mean, I've always had psychic experiences since I was a child, even mediumship sort of experiences and definitely spiritual experiences. But I do believe that the Reiki attunements also kind of fine-tuned those as well, because it really kind of opened up that aspect of me. So I went through, that's why I recommend for everyone to get Reiki attunements just for, you know, spiritual enlightenment. But I also, one really interesting thing, that prior to getting attunements, I could pretty much count on getting at least one major cold a year, or, you know, I had a lot of upper respiratory and different problems. And once I've had a Reiki attunements, I rarely am sick. I almost feel as though it helped me with my own personal health. So, you know, that's why I, and also I've done Reiki on people. And I'm also a firm believer that when we do readings, I might do numerology readings, but I like to have other tools in my toolbox to help people. That's why I've studied crystals and stones, because perhaps I can recommend a stone or a crystal to someone that would be helpful to them. That's why I've studied meditation, so that perhaps I can help somebody to guide them through a meditation and teach them how to meditate. That's why I took Reiki, because if somebody is truly suffering, that maybe, you know, when I'm done with my reading, I can send them some long-distance healing. So I look also at Reiki as being a tool in my toolbox that helps me as a numerologist to be an effective one.
That's a good way to look at things. And I like how you said that if they needed some distance healing, you know, you might pull that out, or you might pull out maybe they need a crystal or some kind of help. You know, I had Reiki attunements, and I took something called Healing Touch back-to-back at the same time. And I did have the same experience with the burning of my hands when I had the Reiki attunements. And I also was purging, and it was a very interesting process. It's like when you have toxins in your body, it's like you totally go through a big release. And if you don't know that, then you do think something's wrong.
Sure. And even with the final attunement, with the Reiki Master attunement, I almost felt like I had an out-of-body experience when that attunement was done, and it did feel like completion to me that, you know, I had reached a certain plateau with that. And I just think that for people, like if you just get Reiki 1 or even Reiki 2, if you do Reiki on yourself, you know, you can do Reiki on your pets, you can do Reiki on your family. I think if we all had an attunement here or there, it would be a better world. Again, another great. But I also, you know, I believe in reflexology. I think that's an incredible holistic method.
It is incredible.
And I've also had healings from very gifted healers that, and again, being a skeptic, I approach it like a little bit like Spock, you know, on Star Trek. I'm looking at it from an intellectual perspective. I am observing. I'm being scientific about it. And I can remember a very gifted healer who she actually teaches Eastern medicine in Florida now at a university. But she wanted to do this healing on me. And I can remember laying down on the table being a total skeptic. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as her hands were hovering above me as she was doing these circles, I literally could feel three cords from my chest. I literally felt that there were strings there, but I couldn't see them, and I could feel the tugging, but I couldn't understand what was, you know. And I sat there like Spock, observing, going, well, this is very interesting. I'm feeling these strings or these cords. I'm feeling movement. I'm feeling something being pulled out of me. And I can remember after the healing, I went through almost like a 24-hour period of sobbing. I mean, I literally was crying at everything. And I can remember finding her about, I would say, probably 8 hours into this. And I said to her, oh, my God, what did you do to me? I go, because all I've been doing is crying at the drop of a hat. And what she is explaining to me is that was part of what I was being healed from, you know. And I'm not one to cry, but I was definitely a little sad sack for a while there until I finally kind of purged out what I needed to get rid of. And that was a very interesting experience for me as well. So having worked with as many healers as I have and experienced wonderful reflexologists and Reiki masters and also other various other different things, 100%, there is something very much to holistic healing.
Yeah, there really is. And I think that what she was cutting from you was like cords, and I've had that done too. And it does feel like strings are being cut from you. It's a wild process.
It certainly is. But you'd have to go through it in order to actually believe it. And, you know, that's what I say to skeptics in general. You know, it's like it's okay to be skeptical because I think it's healthy to be skeptical. I don't think you should believe everything that everyone tells you. I think you should listen to the counsel of your own soul and what resonates to you. But I also believe in being open. So open to explore, open to the infinite possibilities of what is out there. And if you close your mind and your heart to holistic healing, you're missing out on something. But if you just open your heart and just give it a try, you might be very much surprised at something that you did not consider worthy is actually very beneficial for you. The same thing goes with numerology. Sometimes people are very skeptical about numerology, and I'm kind of welcome that in a way, because nothing I like better than just turn a skeptic into a believer. But the other thing that I would say to people that are not open to it is what I like to use an analogy, that I wouldn't go into an operating room of a brain surgeon while he's doing brain surgery and tell him how to do it. I wouldn't tell him, I wouldn't, because I would have never done it before. I don't know how to use the tools. I don't know what the language is. I don't know anything about it. So I'm not going to tell that brain surgeon that he's no good at it or good at it or make a judgment or even attempt to do it because or even have an opinion on it because I don't know anything about it. The same thing goes with numerology. If you don't know anything about it, if you've never experienced it, if you haven't studied it, then you really don't, you're not entitled really to an opinion about it, because once you begin to study and do numerology, it proves itself. I don't need to prove it. It proves itself all by itself. And it's hard to believe that something as old as this divination tool, this far removed from the source, is as accurate as it is, but it truly is.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it's been known for, you know, quite a while, so that does make sense. Totally. That's amazing.
It is, and there's a lot of different forms. There's a lot of different variations of numerology, but yet they're all accurate. And that's, to me, you know, when you trace it back, you can trace it back to 560 AD to Pythagoras, and even before that, because he got a lot of his knowledge from very profound and very respected religious leaders at the time. That's where he learned. So this goes back a long, long, long way. But I just really believe it this way, okay? Because even if you go back into the Bible, okay, God gave signs and messages and there were miracles all through the Bible. And I don't believe that God puts us on the earth in 2015 without means to communicate to us, without means to give us messages, without leaving a little few breadcrumbs for us to follow in order for us to understand what our lives are, what our destiny is, why we're here. I really believe that numerology is those breadcrumbs. It's that GPS of your soul, or that GPS that helps you to navigate your life. And I believe that it was, when you think in terms of a divination tool, it's like a miracle tool. It's something that is divinely ordained and divinely given as a gift to us, so that we can understand our lives and maybe, you know, live more purposeful lives knowing what our numerology is. So it's a really an amazing thing.
Yeah, it really is. You've been doing this for quite a while, and I know it's very helpful to a lot of people. And you've really helped a lot of people, because I've seen some testimonies of how good you've done. And, you know, over the years I've watched, and, you know, we've watched each other over the years, which is pretty
cool.
Sure
we have. Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I do get a lot of emails from clients. And I have a special little folder that I put them in. And, you know, when you're doing our kind of work, usually people don't come to you when they're in a good mood. They usually come to you when they're in crisis or they have a problem. And sometimes that can be trying. Sometimes, at the end of the day, it can be difficult. But when you know, when I have days like those, I get out my folder and I read about how, you know, something I might have said or done may have shifted somebody's life in a very positive direction or helped them in some way. And that's what really keeps us going. Right, Amanda?
That's absolutely right. And that does help you. It does help you to remember, you know, the difference you made that day or what happened, because some days can be very trying, depending on, you know, what you're doing. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. Now, did you want to do some phone? Did you want to take some callers with questions?
I can
maybe
a couple
you want
of
to explain
if you like. I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
It's up to you. Okay.
Sure, that'd be absolutely fine. What do they need from what do you need from them
well,
in order to do that? And then we'll go to break.
What I'll just
real
do
quick.
Is a brief reading based upon their date of birth.
All right, awesome. So you just need their name and their date of birth.
Well, they can give me their first name and their date of birth, and that's good enough.
All right, that sounds good. We'll be right back after this commercial break, Allison. We'll talk to you in just a minute. You've been listening
okay.
to WGGM. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. See you in just a minute.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park, getting frisky in the dark. I gave your eye a poke, think the dog is in the bed. Do I smell?
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. I'm going to bring Allison back, and we're going to take some callers. Again, you can check her out at visiblebynumbers.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Welcome back, Allison.
Thanks, Amanda.
All right, we'll take our first caller with their first name and their date of birth. 843, you're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
I'm good, dear. Thank you for taking my call, ladies.
You're welcome.
My name is Paula. My date of birth is December 22nd, 1963.
Okay, so I heard December 22nd, 1963.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. All right. Do you have a specific question?
Yeah. What's coming up in store for me about an event I'm going to in June?
June. Well, June for you is a 3-month, so I would say that certainly, you know, I hope it's something that where you're using your words, or I don't know if you're doing any public speaking or... But it certainly is a month where I would want you to be around people, be seen. I feel like you could be very inspirational and enjoy yourself. I would expect it to be a pleasurable experience for you, because it's a kind of a really good month. If you're going to an event, you might as well do it in a 3-month. So I like that for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else you wanted to know? Because you're in a 6th year this year, just letting you know. So there's this should be a
just
fairly
whatever
decent...
you see. I'm pretty open.
Okay. Well, I can just share a few things with you about your chart, if you will. I do feel like you've got, you have master energy. I mean, you were born on a 22nd day, so I don't know if you're familiar with master numbers, but that is definitely noticeable. Usually the birthday number is talking about natural-born talents and abilities you have that you brought with you to help you out with what you're here to do. This gives a suggestion to some psychic ability or certainly getting signs and messages. So you really do need – I feel you're very empathic. I feel like you pick up a lot of things from people.
Very much. Oh, and that's kind of what I was looking at in June. I'm going to an event where I could meet someone possibly that could be very influential in furthering that.
Okay. Well, that is a really good time for you to socialize. It's a really good time for you to be out and about, okay?
Okay.
But I just see you as being very empathic. I feel like you really pick up on stuff far more than, you know, it's like you don't necessarily have to have a conversation with someone before you've already picked up on stuff from them.
Absolutely.
And I feel like you've got you're here to do something. There are some souls that come in for their own evolution, and then there are other souls that come in to help humanity. And your soul, this 22 birthday, is telling me that perhaps the reason why you're here is to help others, to do something rather major. And I kind of feel like you have those opportunities later, I think more so later on in life than earlier, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you're here to make a difference. You're here to build something or do something that's going to help people long after you're gone from this planet. And I think powerful and influential people are around you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly have organizational ability, efficiency. You have natural born authority. I think that you certainly know how to run a business. You really need to put that business stuff to work. You know, one thing that people do in the spiritual community is sometimes they get all caught up in the spiritual and forget the business aspects. But with you, I see a nice mixture of both. You understand? You can kind of, yeah, you got that practicality about you, but you also know what works and what doesn't work, and you know how to run it like a business. So I like that for you, okay? I think that you also have some star quality, and you know, maybe you've gotten over it, or maybe it was something you had to get over, but I feel like maybe there was a time in your life where you didn't really feel that confident about yourself, maybe
yeah.
had some self-esteem issues, and you
uh-huh.
may have inhibited what you said, meaning you didn't really express yourself. You maybe said what you uh-huh. thought other people wanted to hear, or maybe you were worried about what other people thought, but I really see once you've grown into your power and once you've learned to just be you, because you have, you can be inspirational to other people. You probably, I don't know whether it's speaking or writing, but I feel like you've got a gift with expression. You just need to express from your heart, and people will find you extremely likable. You have star quality. So that's what I would want to share with you.
Well, can I share something with you, Allison?
Sure.
Two things. One, I have never had anybody tell me what you just told me, and you are as accurate and on point as a starlight coming straight down. Number two, I thank you for that, but you were talking earlier about numerology and it how it defines or how it makes believers just because it's true. I just interject this to that as well. The universe is mathematically precise.
Exactly.
What better tool for God to give to us? Just like the Star of Bethlehem, I don't know if you've ever seen it, by the he's an attorney who did this extraordinary work on the Star of Bethlehem and proved it. He
mm-hmm.
mathematically did it out. I mean, it's amazing.
Right.
So what
right.
better tool for God to give us than what you're using? So I thank you today tremendously. You have made an impact that I've had readings before that were even 3, 4, 5, 6 times as long, that didn't have near the impact of the words you said today.
Ah, well, thank you so much, Paula. Thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it. I really
well, thank
do.
You for having me, just having this opportunity today. I'm in the middle of cleaning, and I thought, you know what? I love this lady's show. I listen a lot. I don't ever call in, and I thought, you know what? Boom, I'm going to do it.
Awesome. Well, I guess today was your day.
Today
oh,
was
wow.
your day.
Yes, ma'am. So, ladies, I send you love and blessings and light, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Paula. Have a great day, honey.
Thank you. Have a great
you
day.
You too.
Okay, our next caller is 417. You're on the line with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
Hello, Allison.
Yes.
Yes. I have a lot of sevens around me, it seems like. My name is like 3 7s, and then I graduated in 77, and my dad's birthday is on the 7th. My daughter's birthday is on the 7th. My mom had 7 siblings, and my dad, he's got 7 living siblings. So it's just really ironic, the sevens.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting to me that when I've done readings for families where I've looked at each and every family member, and we have this numeric DNA that runs in families.
Mm-hmm.
So the 7 probably runs in your family, in your charts. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the same position. It could be in various different positions, but the 7 is probably something that runs, you know, in your family
yeah.
DNA, numeric DNA, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And seven is such one of those little strange little numbers, but it really does make you, you know, like a mystical, magical sort of a person that really has a great deal of wisdom, drawn to the spiritual, somebody that has the capacity to understand spiritual philosophy on a very deep level. Certainly has some psychic qualities to it, dreams and messages. And so, you know, and if you get it in signs and messages, like sometimes on the clock, sometimes on receipts, you know, seven could be your number, you know.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
I was just kind of wondering about my future, my career. Oh, and by the way, my name is Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. How are you? Bethany, what's
I'm
your date
great.
Of birth here?
5-1-59.
What was the year again, honey?
59.
5-9, right? 1959.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're how old
May
right now?
20.
Ah, nah.
55.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Uh-huh.
Honey, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you get very strong, like vivid dreams and messages in your dreams? And have you actually seen anything, like maybe had one of those paranormal experiences where you see shadows or lights or even something along those lines?
Oh, maybe a couple times I've kind of wondered about some things, but nothing really, nothing really that grabs me.
Okay.
I mean,
are you paying attention?
I might not be paying attention because I sleep pretty deep.
Right.
I'm just really deep sleeper.
Right. Well, I see one of the things, I'm just going to tell you this, okay? One of the things that I feel, no matter what it is that you choose to do going down the road, you have to believe in yourself, because I see you as someone that suffers from lack of self-worth or self-confidence. I feel like you maybe sell yourself a little short, okay?
Okay.
And the one thing that I would want you to do is just have more confidence. What I see around you at this time is a lot of spiritual energy, like something that could be a catalyst for spiritual growth. And I do think that I would suggest for you to, however you choose to learn, whether it's through books, that self-study, or, you know, listening to someone like Amanda, or even reading the websites of the various different opportunities that we have by way of the internet to grow our souls and to grow ourselves spiritually. But I really see a lot of spiritual ahead for you, strong growth. And I feel like you have a gift with visualization. I feel like you've got some creative talents. I feel like you you could be, I don't want to say medium, but I'm going to say medium. I feel like there's some mediumistic abilities that you have, maybe, to develop. So where I want to focus you really is believing in yourself, trusting in yourself, being your own best cheerleader. And I really want to point you in the direction of spiritual. Now, this year for you is going to bring some changes your way. Are you contemplating a change? Are you out of work looking for a job? Are you thinking about changing a job or moving or even with relationships? Because this is a year of big changes for you.
Yeah, I actually am thinking about possibly, you know, uprooting and moving and changing my career big time and getting into music, possibly.
Well, there's the creative, honey. There's the creative, okay?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I would expect that this is the year for doing that. So I want to push you in that direction. But, the difference between being successful and not is believing in yourself, okay? Now, if you want to go creative, that's fine. I'm on board with that as well. But I'm just going to tell you to listen, pay attention to those signs and messages. Ask for them. That'll help to give you clear direction, okay? Because I'm also wanting you to develop your spiritual. And sometimes they do say that the people that are most creative, the people that are most artistic, are the people that are most spiritual. So I'm just asking you to kind of blend those two things together and work on them both at the same time. Your last cycle is very strongly supportive of musical. So that's the direction you're going in. You certainly are in the right place at the right time.
Good. That sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And make
good.
Those changes this year. Feel free to move about the planet because this is your year to make changes, okay?
It's going to be big, huh?
Well, it's going to be a roller coaster ride this year for you. So,
okay. That sounds
all right.
Great. Do you see a man in the future maybe too? Or
honey, yes, I do. I feel like you potentially... soulmate or marriage, but he ain't coming this year, okay?
Okay.
Wait
until
next year. If you meet somebody this year, honey, you need to throw him back. I mean, I'm not saying you can't date him, can't say you can't play with him, but in the end, throw him back because he's not a keeper. Your best chances for a committed relationship are coming next year. So next year, I want you to get out there, be seen. You know, it's very possible you need to move in order to meet Mr. Right. So, because next year's a big deal year for you for meeting someone. The guy that you meet, if you met somebody this year, he's temporary. If you meet somebody next year, he's permanent.
Okay.
16,
we'll be looking for him.
You be looking for him. Get yourself all purdied up. Make sure you
all
go
right.
wherever you're invited. Get yourself out there to be seen. All right?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Good.
Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome, dear heart.
Have a good day.
All right, our next caller is Mary Lou. You're on the line with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
Hi, Amanda and Allison. I catch Allison's last name.
Bachman, B-A-U-G-H-M-A-N, Bachman.
M-A-N.
Okay, good. I don't think I've ever spoken to you before. Thank you for talking to me.
What's your date of birth, honey?
It's 10/22/62.
Okay, do you have a specific question?
No, let's see whatever comes up.
You just want to know what comes up. Okay. All right, let's look. Oh, wow. Well, you have a very interesting configuration here. Well, how about if I tell you that after the age of 50, I would expect it's potentially possible that you may actually go in a different direction in life or start something new, and I would certainly encourage you to do that. If it might just be this, the way circumstances are, that you are more independent, you're standing on your own two feet, you're making your own decisions, calling your own shots, but I'm also saying, hey, if you've ever wanted to start your own business, that would be a great time. I'm telling you that you have no place to go but up after the age of 50 as far as success. And I also feel as though you could draw a great deal of money around you as well, meaning I feel you could not only success with position and status in life, but also with money. You have great communication skills. You have a gift with words, so whether speaking or writing them.
It's 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock.
Sorry about my computer tells time.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you have speaking ability or writing ability. You also are very multi-talented, so I feel like you're good at everything. You might have found difficulty finding a direction, or, you know, you might have tried a lot of different things along the way before you finally found what you were passionate about, but, you know, it's part of the curse of being, you know, good at everything. I feel like there's a little bit of a... What's interesting with you is your life path number is kind of like a free-spirited bohemian type, but your birthday number is much more responsible, grounded, much more serious, and much more practical. So I feel like you might even, from time to time, confuse yourself. You know, sometimes the more free-spirited you is around, and sometimes this much more practical person is around. But both of them are part of who you are. So I feel like you have the ability to channel your talents and abilities and discipline them and make really good use out of them because you do have that discipline. You also have psychic ability without question in that 22. That's a master number. That's a, you know, people that have the 22 are very empathic. They pick up on things, but also the seeing, hearing, feeling, all the above, the dreams come in by way of that number. I feel like there's something you're here to do on this planet. Again, going back to the earlier caller, that Some souls come in for their own evolution of their own soul. You've come in with a mission to help humanity. So there is something potentially that you're going to do later on in life, whether it's building or creating an institution or doing something real and tangible, that is going to benefit humanity long after you're gone. So you've got some work to do, even when most of us think about retiring, not so much for you. I feel like you're going to do some of your greatest work later on in life. Is that helpful?
Absolutely. This is absolutely what I'm doing.
Okay, cool.
But I've always had the same career for my entire life. I've been doing the same thing. Never making much money, but never giving up.
Right.
So
where are you now? Did you start something new or something different or thinking about it?
No, I'm a professional photographer. I do commercial photography, but on a personal level, I've always had personal projects that never make me any money, that just
uh-huh.
keep me down. But they're of a humanitarian nature, and I think that the shift would be actually pulling them to a different level.
Right,
I agree. With the writing, something I've always resisted.
Ooh,
and
don't resist that. No.
I never thought I was a writer, but I can't take anyone else writing about it because they twist it, and I don't want it twisted.
Well, you're a gifted writer. You are challenged to that energy, but you need to get over that. Okay, you just need to learn to express yourself and say what you're feeling, because you have the elements in your chart of very successful writer. So I'm just telling you that I feel like I might be wanting to go in a different direction. I feel that whatever it is, it benefits the world or benefits humanity. I feel as though you could be extremely successful, pull powerful and influential people around you, and I feel like you've got nowhere to go but up with it. So, but the timing is after the age of 50 and beyond is really when this pulls in and starts happening the most for you. So in that, you've got many, many years ahead of you to accomplish that.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Absolutely. So I'm hoping that one of these grants get funded so that I can get some work done.
There you go.
Otherwise, I don't know how to pay for any of this.
Well, don't hope for it. Just say thank you for it.
I am.
Okay, good going then.
Working
all right,
on a
thank you.
Let's speak. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Allison, we have one more caller, and then we'll end the show. Does that sound good?
All right, one more.
All right. Hello, 661. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
It's
What's
Sandra?
Your date of birth?
July 31st, 55.
And what did you say your first name was?
Sandra.
Oh, hi, Sandra. All right, do you have a specific question, Sandra?
No, I'd just like to know what comes up. I've actually had an intensive reading with you a few years ago, and it was really good. So.
Okay. Well, we can focus on this year for you if you want. You want to do that?
Sure.
Well, this is really a good year for you to, you know, this is one of those years where you want to take action on what it is you want to work on for the next 9 years. Now, that doesn't mean that every time somebody has a 1 year that they change their occupation or their career, although they could. But you really want to focus and think of, what do I want to spend my time doing for the next 9 years? And this is the year to take action on it. You might be just handed an opportunity. It is the year for new beginnings for you, so I emphasize that. It's a year really also where you might be focused more on your own dreams and your own aspirations, because, you know, this really wants you to think about yourself and your own personal happiness and how do you get there. So, and you need to be confident and believe in yourself, which is your overall life challenge. You know, to me, when I look at your challenge, something somewhere along the way kind of took away your self-esteem or your confidence, and it's probably something you've been working on. Now, in this particular year, if somebody comes along and let's say they're critical, or let's say somebody tells you can't do it, or let's say somebody's intimidating you or bullying you, you need to look at them and laugh at them and say, hello, one challenge. And you need to choose to believe in yourself and ignore them. Don't listen to anyone else but yourself. Commit to your dreams and aspirations this year. It's really what I would strongly suggest for you. As far as when I see, I think this upcoming April, there should be some major changes, or certainly I'm going to encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone and try something a little different in April. Definitely use your words to communicate, and for sure market yourself in April. And if you're wanting to make any changes in your life, that's going to be the catalyst for it. I'll tell you that August, I would want, July should be a good month for you financially. August, maybe you're putting closure to a project or ending something. And then in September, I would think that something majorly new or something, maybe it's a new opportunity or meeting a new person or a new connection, but look for the new thing in September of 2015, because that's your 1 month, and I would expect something to pop in about that time, okay?
Okay, sounds great. No, I'm going to England in April for a healing course. So,
April is all about travel, so there you go. Good for you. You timed it perfectly, darling.
Well, I didn't, but somebody did, yes.
Yeah.
And can I just ask you one question about my relationship with my one daughter?
Well, it's really hard to do a relationship without really being able to look at both charts and go back and forth and kind of get into it in detail. Otherwise, I would. But I don't think I could give you a fair answer on the radio. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's fine. No, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And many,
thank you, Sandra.
Many blessings to you. Yeah, thanks, Amanda. Thank you, Allison.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right, Allison, thanks for coming on today. We'll have to do this again sometime.
All right. Well, thanks, Amanda, for having me. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. This is the end of the show. Have a great day, everybody.
Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. My heart's been broken and it won't mend. Down a country road, my heart is aching from a heavy load. Can't take much more, so I must go. Gotta keep on searching with the flow. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. My heart's been broken and it won't this ride. An ocean of tears, I know I've cried. I wanted to believe you, but you lied. I gave it my all, I really tried. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. Heart's been broken and it won't mend.